pay homage. Top of the move, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.
Top of the Mook Podcast, tall guy and my dog, front of seed.
Mr. Motherfucking Organic,
with the radio voice.
The Black Barry White, topofthemook.com, Quiet Storm.
Back with another episode.
Back with another legendary video.
Episode 15.
15, man.
To be exact.
To be exact. You know what I'm saying? All the way in there like Ric Flair. Woo!
Sitting up all the way vertical.
Man, all the way goddamn statuesque.
Like Sting when he was going from the...
Yeah. No,
that too far?
Nah, Sting didn't die.
Yeah, he did get injured, though. He got pretty fucked up.
I know. It was Sting, brother.
Who was the one that
fell? That was Mankind. That fell off the top of the cage and boom.
He didn't die, though.
No, he was fucked up.
Yeah,
though.
He was fucked up.
Undertaker,
that's
Undertaker threw him off that motherfucker. Attack, yeah, broke tight. His back.
Man. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Did you watch that Inside the Ring yet?
Not yet. I got to watch that.
Boy.
Yeah. Inside, I meant to watch that. I watch all the wrestling
shit, I don't
know
how you ain't watched that.
I know, because I'm a wrestling nigga, man.
I watched all of them.
I'm a wrestling nigga.
So you're talking about everybody on there. Bret Hart, Owen Hart.
I got to go into it, because that's my shit. That's Chris my heart who died.
Chris Jericho or Chris Benoit?
Chris Benoit did the Wolverine.
Chris Jericho was on there narrating about Chris Benoit, though.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chris Jericho. He had his time.
One of the greatest of all times.
He had his time.
Yeah, I'm talking about Chris Benoit, but he...
Chris Benoit and Wolverine, yeah.
You know what's crazy? They erased him from the history books.
Oh, of course they did.
Because what he did.
They about to do that to Hulk Hogan.
They said he had that Aaron Hernandez bring that CT move.
I mean, of course he did, man. Of course he did what he did. Killed his family, killed everybody and himself. He went nuts. You know what I mean?
Put the Bible by each one of their bodies.
Yeah. Macho Man type went out like that, too.
Did he?
Yeah, with his Queen Elizabeth out of there, too, with me type.
Yeah, because they don't never talk about him either.
Macho Man going, too, he on that level.
Who did he killed his girl?
I think so. You know what I'm saying? Look that up for me quick, BG. I think my...
How did Macho Man Randy Savage die? He was top level.
Top, of course. Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah. Once the power get inside of me, brother, I'm going to show you that the Macho Man Randy Savage...
He was that nigga.
With the hands.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that nigga...
I'm going to school you.
What you going to do? What you going to do?
You know, they was on the Big Roy's at the Bane versus the boat. And he had the top level outfit, the tires, with all the colors
with
and everything.
With the shades, with the top level.
Yeah, he was that nigga. Man.
Yeah, oh, he died in a car accident.
He had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack.
After having a heart attack,
driving his Jeep Wrangler, died in a car accident.
Damn. Oh, so he had the heart attack. That's what made him crash. Oh,
okay. What happened to Queen Elizabeth, though, real quick? Because I know she died, too. She died on drugs, too. They both were just on drugs and shit. That would happen.
Damn.
So he didn't kill her, but she died of drugs, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think she was like, had her drugged up type. Yeah.
She was with
toxicity,
him?
Acute toxicity. Yeah. She died May 1st. Yeah.
And shout when did he die? Elizabeth. Would they die together?
He died a little bit after. I think he type, you know what I mean? Felt the pain type.
Oh, yeah.
Queen Elizabeth. I wanted to get some of that Queen Elizabeth, though. But I know I had to go out through Macho Man. I went with the weaponry at the time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Macho Man. Anybody that's in the, listen, man, wrestling is the best shit ever. I always tell about, we won't get to the basketball, but when you from the hood, the first thing you love was wrestling first.
Yeah.
Then
no
it was sports.
Question. Yeah, everything came after wrestling.
Everything came after
wrestling.
I didn't
wrestling. Even go to the other sports. I was just wrestling.
At first it was cartoons, then when wrestling.
Cartoons, yeah.
Then we got to wrestling, it was, nigga, what? Wrestling was the shit, man.
No question.
The Macho Man's, the Ravishing Rick Rude. That was my nigga, Ravishing Rick Rude, the goddamn Ultimate
I like
Warrior.
Razor Ramon, too. He was top level.
Listen, that's, come on, man. I'm talking about Ravishing Rick Rude, Razor Ramon, and then Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Then my niggas, Ultimate Warrior.
I was just going to say Ultimate, yeah,
of
Ultimate Warrior.
I'm an Ultimate
Macho
Warrior.
Macho Man. Yep. I like Bret Hart, though.
I like his slant, the excellence of execution. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. Legendary.
One of my favorite niggas was Rey Mysterio Jr., too.
He was cold. San Diego nigga, straight from the Dago. Yep. Ric Flair had the best talk of all time. Nigga, I spent, I ain't gonna
Ric Flair,
you know,
top level nigga.
You know I'm retarded. I spent an hour just watching all the Ric Flair quotes on YouTube. You can find it. It's like whatever his best quotes, it's the most legendary talk of all. Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Huh, come on, man. I spent more spilled liquor than you ever spent in your life. Like, that nigga, boy, top level talk, and this was so many different ones you didn't even know he was saying. Boy, them niggas is the, ain't nobody fucking with wrestlers, man.
No.
It ain't even close.
Remember that funny video when that wrestler said, you only think it's fake, slapped the shit out of him. Can we pull that up, please, brother?
And what people don't know is, like I always tell people, because I watch all the shit, and I can't believe I missed that, the in the ring shit, but.
Yeah, I can't
believe
that.
About wrestlers is they are top level savages in real life.
No question.
They're not nothing to play with, nigga. They all big as hell, they all on drugs, they all ferocious, and they come from a different type of background. They ain't to be fucked with, man.
They type go through the same shit Mr. the Olympians go through, Mr.
Yes.
Olympias.
Yes.
And they do the athleticism.
And they going through like being a up and coming rapper because they start off wrestling in like little gyms, wrestling in parking lots. They got to move up. You just don't go right
to three of them brains.
Yeah, I'm a wrestler, baby. Mr. Organic will be the WWF champ. If I was younger, like 21 or something, I was Mr. Organic already, I'd be the champ of the world.
Right.
No, who, impossible.
Who is this dude? Who is this wrestler name?
I don't know. He looked like goddamn my man.
Look. He said, I think it's fake. Just trolled him right to his face.
Oh, yeah. He live on that,
This too. Is why you never troll somebody in real life.
Don't do that. And dude still live off that to this day when he smacked dude. He ain't nobody to play with. You think it's fake? Bam.
He said, I think it's all fake. Just roast him. Oh, you think it's fake,
look
huh?
Look at him.
Okay, watch this.
Look how he looking at him.
Huh? He slapped that bitch.
Oh, yeah. You see the teeth grit? You motherfucker. Yeah, to the ground. Yeah.
Slapped him again. Watch the double back.
With the left hand. Yeah, he's on a Kelly run.
Think Dr. Ross out with that guy.
You better run, baby.
Why he thought that? He ate the first one. Like, okay, I'm cool. I can sue him. No, now I'm about to try to kill you with
the
slap.
I don't care.
He hit that nigga so hard with that left smack.
And know the nigga about 6'8", 290 or something.
Go back to that, BG. God damn, look. With the right, here come the left. The left was way harder than the right.
Because he already
watched the left. Bob. The grit. And then look, you see how he started talking? He got more angry. Because why would you play with me like that? Here come the left. Come here.
Fix the
shit. He got, Bob, that nigga.
The ear, too. The ear, too. Hit the ear.
Bro, hey, that was, he burst that nigga ear truck.
Why you playing with me, bitch?
That was goddamn big, goddamn Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder got with the ear truck.
R.I.P., man. But don't play with no wrestlers, man.
Don't say R.I.P., he ain't dead, brother.
Don't play with no wrestlers, but yeah.
You know, I'd be waiting for Deontay Wilder to post some shit. I'd be waiting for.
Nah, he's still in shambles type.
He can't wait.
He gonna die after this time.
You think he gonna get him?
I think he gonna get him.
I hope he get him.
It's just like we used to believe in Tyson to the end, man. We gonna believe.
We got to.
We got to. We gotta die with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We gotta die with it. If we do, we do. But we gonna to the end with
but
it.
But I've been the butt of motherfucking jokes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like endless videos. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a little jokes, brother. But yeah, it is. I fuck with Deontay Wilder.
100%, man. That's our guy, man. We ain't got no problem.
Man, imagine if you would have executed knocking that nigga Tyson Fury out.
He been one of the greatest boxers of all time.
What?
If he just TKO'd him, knocked him out, it'd have been over. You got to put Deontay Wilder up there because he was undefeated 42-0.
Up there with tying the record with Ali?
Damn.
If he would have won, he would have been over Ali.
Right.
With the most.
Knockouts.
Damn.
And title defenses. I mean.
Title defenses, consecutive ones.
Damn. Shout out to Deontay Wilder, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, champ, man. I hope you come back greater than ever, man.
Man, me too.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Tyson Fury, too. I fuck with Tyson Fury.
100%, man.
With the talking, that nigga's a wild real gypsy. Boy.
He gypsy. They goddamn spiritual and mythical, and he said what he's going to do, and he did it.
And he did
it. And he always said it every time, do everything he ever did.
But if you think about it, though, bro, everybody's – all the boxers say it, and then somebody's going to lose, somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to be right, somebody's going to be wrong.
Right, right. So that's what you put. But
it kind of sets you up for failure.
But he done it every time because a nigga never lost. That's so true. You got to think about that.
Neither
so
did Deontay Wilder.
I understand that, but I'm saying.
But we knew there was going to be a winner and there was going to be a loser.
But he did lose, so I'm going to go with Tyson because he did it every time.
And he said in detail what he was going to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
He's a gypsy, too, so.
And he said, what did he say? Second round got him in third, right?
He was shit. He was basically over the first round of me, shit.
Yeah, because you could tell how he came out.
It was off the rip.
It was off
the bop, 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 bop. Bop, bop. He was like,
yeah, he found the cheat code, and he went crazy. And then with the pulling the tongue out, trying to act like he eating the blood.
I need that.
God damn, you got to salute him for that.
Yeah,
he went,
monster.
He was living in the moment to the utmost.
Yeah, die by to eat your brains.
Yeah.
You got to eat a nigga brain sometime, man.
For sure.
To show you ain't playing, man.
For sure, you do.
You got to bite a nigga ear, Mike Tyson. Nigga
and then when you do it to the most top level, nigga.
The nigga Mike Tyson bit a man ear in the ring, bro. Bit it chunk out. Not bit it like early playing.
And he spit it out.
Nigga. And then fought 90 police officers, man.
Yep, don't care.
Think he playing with anybody?
Don't care.
Nigga, it's whatever. Die.
Don't care.
Not here to play, man.
It's still to this day.
It's still to this day. He went to heat. You ever saw when he was talking, he was crying? Like, I just want to just, that shit that's inside of me, just, nigga.
It's marinating. Even now, when somebody, think about all his interviews. I've watched all of his interviews.
Ain't not to be fucked with.
That man, if you say something he don't like, he look at you with the slim
look. Because why you do that? It's always like, why are you playing with me?
Yeah.
You an asshole.
And then the more he sits on his thoughts, he can't let it go.
Nah.
He can't let it go.
Like, why?
Even Don King, when he touched me, he grabbed the water. This is real to get him.
Yep. Or that dude touched him in the crowd. Yep. Hey, motherfucker.
Even with that reporter, he was the old Mike Tyson. Been done with boxing.
Why did you bring that up?
And he said, with the rape shit, he said, he sat there. Staring at him with the slim look. Remember when you said when we were about to fight, and then you said I was just staring at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had the stare.
The stare.
And then he on TV, so he got to say some words. So he asked him another question, tried to sugarcoat the other question.
It was over with.
And he said, "Why you gotta be such a fucking asshole?
Why'd you say that? Well, I'm sorry, man. No.
Now you're a funky bitch.
Yeah.
He went
right. He wanted to get in. He lucky.
He wanted to kill that nigga.
Shout out to Tyson, man.
And then why'd it have to be a black nigga that did that?
Always
just
a king,
like the was the king lady that did that with Kobe.
Yeah, Gayle King. Gayle King. Funky, the dog face bitch, right? That one.
Why you gotta let the people let you be black and use that against the black motherfucker?
It's always
man.
A coon, man. There's always black on black crime, man. That's even horrible. In the media.
Go away. That's from all the way from the seed type, too. Wondering how they did niggas of course, early
man.
On.
You know, divide and conquer, man. You know, for sure. It's just a program that was instilled.
But how
upon
do you
us.
How do you be a person to be like, yeah, when they bring it to you, how do you be like, you know what? How's your first thought being like, you trying to pin me against black motherfucker?
Right. I'm not doing that bullshit.
No, have one of the white people get on there and say that.
Right. I'm not saying that. As a matter of fact, I ain't, y'all shouldn't, nobody should bring this up.
Yeah, the only white people that like the Fox News people, that lady don't give a fuck.
Or right,
white
chick. Yeah, whatever her name is. Almost. She fuck with niggas, though. She eat niggas, nigga nuts. Whatever her name is, I forgot her name.
So she's just a racist that like niggas, though, yeah, on the behind niggas. The scene type.
Yeah, it's just for TV, man. She fuck big black cock, man. Yeah. She fucks niggers, man.
Oh, shit with the ERs?
ER, man, for sure. But, that's how I'm going to start saying it.
But speaking of niggas.
Yeah, speaking of that mentality, ready to kill something, whatever it takes type.
No question.
Let's get into it, man.
You're talking about one of the greatest niggas of all time.
Man, that nigga different, man. Michael. Like you already know you got your pick, I got my pick, but we watched the documentary.
Michael Jordan, man.
We finally, shout out to everybody that was sending us the link, the flickers and all that shit. Shout out to my man JP. He gave us the...
Subscribe to the channel, James Perry.
Yeah, we got the Affinity.
It's my brother from another.
For sure. And so we really got to sit down and watch it, man. And did we watch it? I lived through it. You know, Slim was not as old as me, so he wasn't in them times, or he didn't even pay attention to sports at that time. Yeah. So, but I lived through that whole saga. Just to see it again and just seeing this nigga walk around is like, it's a mythical creature, man.
For
and
sure.
He always was like that, especially in them times. If you just look how the nigga looked on the court, it's like, man, it was unfair just on the walk around.
Yeah.
And if you pay attention to his moves, this man was... It was too crisp. How the nigga had dunk his feet, how he had curled the feet. Nigga was going up on niggas and putting the tongue out. What other nigga got a patented move like something like that?
And nobody. Bent the knees, so don't forget to bend the knees.
He bent the knees for no reason.
Hanging the air for 25 seconds, 25.3 gigahertz.
The air reverse on the Lakers, why did you switch the hand? You didn't have to.
You had no reason.
This is against Kareem, Magic, James Worthy, the top niggas ever.
Dr. J.
Clown, he played all of them.
Oscar Robertson.
He went against all these niggas, man. Mm-hmm. He went against Kareem, Magic, Larry Bird.
Tim Duncan's in Charles his primes.
He ate all they food. He got you too, Kobe.
Hakeem Olajuwon's.
Come on, man. You was
list
over
goes
me.
On and on.
So, like, when you sit there and watch it, just the saga of this man, what he went through, and what he was doing at this time, Shaq and all, y'all niggas got it too. Like, leave that man alone, man. He is, when it comes to basketball, he just the messiah of basketball. And if you go back and look at them games, that nigga don't, that pull-up jump shot, look how he shoot it. Mm-hmm. And one of my homeboys brought this up. He was like,
he's already walking backwards by the time he let it go.
What? And he was like, man, if you look at Jordan, every time he shoot a game winner, any shot, just look how crispy and perfect it look. But when he just, it just hit the bottom of every time. It's no effort. It just, hell yeah, square you up and just, like, it just look, you be like,
with the
what?
Sound effect.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. But in all fairness, though, brother.
Right.
Even though I ain't grow up watching, you gotta understand that was about millenniums ago, brother.
Big time.
I didn't grow up watching sports. Like I said a little bit ago, wrestling was my thing. If I ever got closer to sports,
wrestling is the shit.
Wrestling. Like, I didn't watch like basketball, football.
100%.
I didn't watch nothing other than wrestling.
Right.
You know, and cartoons.
Shout out to WWF. Now I'm in WWE.
In movies.
We're gonna go WWF, yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you about, goddamn, I think you what?
I'm 38.
Eight, so you 18 years older than me.
18.
No.
God damn, champion. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like this is 18 years older than you, bro. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
God damn.
I take it, brother.
No, I was just saying, but I just didn't watch sports.
Oh, yeah.
But the wrestling was close to God. But the thing is, so after we watched this, I'm like, you know what? Let me watch a full game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Watch the game, man.
So I watched two full games. I watched, I think it was Utah Jazz and Boston Celtics.
Right.
And I'm watching, and man, you know what's crazy? Speaking of Utah Jazz.
Right.
That nigga Karl Malone, boy.
Right.
Done a lot of research into him.
Barbarian.
Suspect nigga, man.
Right. He's a different
barbarian dude. For sure.
He a lumberjack
but
white man.
But too goddamn barbarian, if you
white
know what I mean.
White man mode. White man mode. He did the Kobe wife and all that. Some of the most hysterical shit ever.
Not just that. Okay. Goddamn chomo tight.
For real?
What?
Oh, I didn't know none of that.
He was in the league, got a 13-year-old pregnant or something like that.
Oh, for real?
You ain't know that?
Oh, I remember he had like a girl that he had like a kid from. He didn't find out until later when she was in college.
Yeah, but she was like 13, 14 or something. Like, so, somewhere around it. Don't quote me on it exactly.
I don't know, brother.
But
I
just, full
I know
goddamn he... below 16, 17, 18.
Ooh, I know that chomo status, man. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't read up on him. I didn't know he was a barbarian.
Then his son, but you know what's crazy? He got barbarian blood, though, because his son ended up going to the NFL. His daughter went to WNBA.
For sure. Led the whole nation in scoring it. Like, yeah.
Never won one title, though, because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Now, that's one thing I'll say. Michael Jordan, because that nigga.
Cause, nigga, every nigga, the top niggas in the earth,
yep,
he took their fucking soul, their whole career, from college to the NBA. Like,
blew their flame out.
He was going against Ewing in college and game winner.
You ever see the birthday freshman when you blow out the candles?
That nigga, that's why they call him the Black Cat. Like, he was bad luck for niggas, and he was, and he'd be your best friend and take you out. That nigga took all them niggas' championships. He took Ewing shit in college and the NBA. Like, to justify his greatness, if you watch that, if you could find
the only reason why Charles
Barkley.
No, but the only reason why Elijah won even won those two rings was because
out.
Michael Jordan was out.
He was out.
They had a two-peat, didn't they?
Yeah, he'd have won all them. Mm-hmm. He'd have got that for sure. They wouldn't have lost that.
Came back and they didn't win again.
Yeah, when he dunked on Ewing in the Knicks. Like, if you want to justify Jordan's greatness, look at that move when he went baseline on Knicks on John Starks. Turned the other way. I think I sent it to your Instagram. Mm-hmm. Turned the other way. Turned back around. And this is Patrick Ewing at his prime. In the playoffs. Nickel.
Boom.
And did and one and looked at that nigga.
And nobody did that to Patrick Ewing ever in history.
Jordan dumps over Patrick Ewing. You know what I'm saying? He dumps on him a few times. I don't know if this is the one, though. Oh, it is.
This
turn,
the one.
Turn back. The nigga, give me that bitch ass nickel.
And looked at him with the stare with the hand.
Nickel? Pippen got one, too. Now, don't get it. Man, can you feel
Pippen's was tight.
To kill you.
I don't know, because he pushed him and all that.
But this is baseline half-court set over. You shake a nigga in.
Shake two niggas, you right.
Come on, nigga.
You right.
Pippen shit was
with the most finesse, too. Pippen was a strong nigga.
And this straight up nigga chest to chest, looking at you.
Yeah, like
and the tongue was
like,
out.
Like, but you know who did the best chest to chest ever in history?
Vince Carter.
Yeah.
On Mutombo.
Ooh.
Nigga, that's called.
Or was that morning?
Morning when he just went through the lane. That was crazy. But I'm talking about when he climbed the Mutombo, looked at
that
him.
That one.
When he went to baseline. That was crazy.
Boom. And the other one, Baron Davis or Andre Kirilenko.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's crazy. That was dope because he stepped over and pushed him down. Look at him. Come here. Boom, you bitch ass nigga slapped him down. Nigga, suck my ass.
He was already.
Kiss my motherfucking booty, nigga. Yeah, Pippen with the walk off laugh. Look, tell Spike Lee to sit down after, bitch. We kicked you out of there. Anyway.
Look, he got the mouth open on that one and walking away. He was mad than the mother.
They kicked your nigga ass out of goddamn Knicks Arena anyway. Spike Lee, sit down.
I ain't gonna lie though. Ewing got to knock that nigga out after that.
Oh, you supposed to slap him. Look,
you got to at least punch him in the back of the head.
Push you down and step over you. And I'm getting ejected. He trying to, look, he digging in his booty.
He was digging the booty.
Yeah, he trying to dig the pinky in the butt. Look at Pippen. Look, sit your bitch ass down. Nick, trying to put his finger
with the finger,
mouth.
Goddamn.
You bitch ass nigga. Yeah.
That nigga Pippen was a savage.
Yeah, he was, man. But he was like, now as you see.
He was groomed.
Can I give you, that's what I told
you. I'll give you your glory, brother. Because he was groomed.
And I'm going to give your glory, too. I didn't know he was that pick until you said it and we looked it up.
Yep.
I didn't know he was fifth pick.
Because you called him a bum third round
that
type.
That's what I thought. So I was wrong on that. But now you see that nigga.
And I was wrong on the groomings.
Nigga, come here. Nigga,
but you know what's crazy? If the grooming would go either one way, either they turn into nothing or they be top level.
Right.
Whereas LeBron groomed you in a nice nigga way and kind of set you up for success.
Right.
Jordan ain't set people up for success.
But LeBron didn't groom nobody. I can't think of nobody he groomed. Who he groomed?
I wouldn't say he groomed. Like Michael Jordan did that with Pippen.
Yeah, he had seasoned niggas with him already.
But I ain't going to lie to you. I don't think Michael Jordan groomed Pippen.
To kill. He had skills. But
that's not a grooming, though. A grooming is like, here, I think LeBron has actually groomed people.
Ooh.
But wait, I'm going to tell you what my definition of grooming.
All right, let's go.
LeBron set up, you know, like other people, like groomed. Kyrie Irving's top level superior nigga, but I'm talking about grooming as far as mentality, as far as thinking the game, teaching.
No.
I'm just saying.
Wait, I'll let you go.
Kyrie didn't win shit before LeBron James. I fuck with Kyrie Irving, but understand they had one of the worst records in the goddamn league when Kyrie was there, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
He was by himself. He didn't have Kevin Love or nothing. But go ahead.
It don't matter when he went to Boston Celtics. He had everybody. He had Jason Tatum, goddamn, all the Jalen Browns, all them niggas.
Go ahead.
He did what he win. They did worse with Kyrie than when he was without him.
Them is rookies, man. Them not no LeBron.
Don't matter. Them niggas did better without him.
Of course, because he's a weak nigga.
Name one team that did better without LeBron James.
So what I'm saying is, and okay, you're right. I mean, no question. Nobody did better. But what I'm saying is Kyrie Irving is a piece. He's not the nigga. So when he tried to be the nigga, just like how Pippen was when he went to the Rockets, when he went to the Trailblazers, you are not the nigga, never will be.
He was about to go to finals by just himself without Jordan, so let's get that understood.
About to, but didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? You still had the same nigga.
But still, he made it all the way to the finals
damn near.
Michael Jordan.
Damn near. He had a cold squad. But listen, every time LeBron left, though, everybody left too. It wasn't like he just the one person
False. Name one team where everybody left too other than Miami Heat, because Chris Bosh stayed and D-Wade stayed.
Listen, when Kyrie left the Clippers.
It'd be little minuscule pieces leaving, but it wasn't the main people.
The main people leave, bro. The main component.
Name me a main person that left.
When he left the Cavs?
Who left?
Where Kyrie
and what
at?
Cavs team are we talking about?
The one when he won the championship and left.
Kyrie left while LeBron was still there.
Okay, so that's why they lost after that. It was over.
Did he leave when he was still there?
He left right at the championship, right?
Yeah, he left, but the season was over, actually.
Right.
Because LeBron,
everybody, that team imploded when he left, bro.
Main people, bro, I'm talking about, like, everybody. LeBron always bought bums to the finals.
Who? Kevin Love was 30 and 20.
Kevin Love was injury prone. He was on the way out.
He was on the way out, bro.
He was thrashing people.
Man,
he was having handicap stickers in all his cars, bro.
When he brought that nigga there. It don't matter. That nigga was a 30 and fucking 20 type nigga,
and
man.
And I fuck with Kevin Love. You don't understand. He was in Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota.
He was a super killer.
He was 30 and 20 on a bum-ass team. And I love the Timberwolves. My favorite teams. Timberwolves, Vikings, every Minnesota team.
You take a nigga that's 30 and 20 on a bum-ass team and you got LeBron James to tell you this, all you got to do.
But you know it's the difference between getting out on that stage versus getting on that stage.
Of course, but you got a top tier nigga, your motherfucking cyborg on your team.
How many niggas kill in high school but don't kill in college?
Oh, plenty of them. But he was a killer he killed his whole life, Kevin Love. Come on, boy, UCLA. He's not a regular person. He wasn't a regular person. Never was Kyrie. Did he groom them niggas? They just needed that nigga help. You know what I'm saying? LeBron is LeBron, man. He came in. But Jordan, nigga, you was not this.
He didn't groom shit.
Who didn't?
LeBron. So is grooming considered? Michael Jordan just chastised niggas and that grooms them?
If you a nigga that...
I consider grooming like, hey, let me put you under my wing.
Kyrie Irving was a killer. We already know that. And he's certified in the league.
Right.
Pippen came into my team as a shy little nigga that had some skills, but you weren't ready for this stage. You were with me the whole time from the seed. Right. That's grooming. It ain't you already killed on this team, had 30s, 20s, and all that. Then you come over and I help you, and we work together. This is a nigga coming from college with me. I'm the nigga, hands down, the league already. You a nigga that just getting on the team, on my team.
But that's grooming. Is considered as teaching somebody
yes,
something.
From the seed.
They ain't teach that nigga shit. That nigga had it in him.
Never had
it. How you mean tell me that he ain't have it in him? That nigga went from NAIA to the league.
He had skills. He wasn't no winner. You got to groom a nigga to win. You can't groom a nigga to get better in basketball. We're not talking about that. We're talking about to be a winner, a championship caliber individual.
Didn't he win NAIA, nigga?
I don't think so, man. I don't know. He better had. What is that anyway? Did that even count?
Don't matter.
He was a bum, man. You saw the documentary. That nigga was regular.
Wasn't no fucking bum.
He was regular.
Stop.
And that's why nigga signed that contract, man. That nigga was scared he gonna get out the league because he was weak.
No, he was scared because niggas was broken and he wanted to have some money in his pocket.
Yeah, with the handicapped folks and all that, man. That nigga needed some help, man.
So, I don't think Michael Jordan groomed him. I think if anybody grooms somebody, I think LeBron groomed more people.
He didn't get nothing but get some. I said a mule. He go there and just put the niggas on his back, and niggas are already there.
If that's the case, then how did he bring that weak ass Cavs team to the finals?
My bad.
Take the headphone and walk up out of this motherfucker.
LeBron could carry a whole team by himself, probably farther than anybody. I'll give you that. But he lost so many goddamn times, so who gives a fuck?
Nine
finals and all that goddamn losing, that's embarrassing. You a legendary nigga. You could carry a team. He probably the only nigga that could carry a team that far by himself. No question about it. Iverson was the second closest one I ever seen.
If LeBron James had Scottie Pippen, he would have never lost one.
Michael Jordan, they wouldn't have got along.
Said it in the thing. They knew we were weaker without Scottie Pippen. They was losing, nigga.
Nobody that LeBron James is with that's a top-tier nigga that he don't last with him. Them niggas leave, man. Come on, man, they leave. Even when he got D-Wade back to the Cavs, he left. Why you
false.
Leave? Come on, man.
Only person that left was Kyrie Irving.
That's the top. Who else he had?
Because he thought the world was flat, nigga.
Who else he had?
What do you mean?
Who else he left and goddamn left them niggas in goddamn Miami because he couldn't stick it. He couldn't stick it out when he got no loyalty.
Keyword, you said he left them.
Right.
Who else left LeBron? Nobody left LeBron but Kyrie Irving.
How about this? He leave or they leave, don't matter. He ain't got no loyalty to nobody.
Okay, I disagree. They was on their way out. LeBron want to win. It ain't personal. It's business.
He go there.
Chris Bosh, D-Wade, they was all goddamn looking like the Michelin man with ice packs everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And LeBron left because he wanted to win titles, brother.
Six players I forgot about Isaiah Thomas. There we go. Let's get Dwayne Waiters was the killer.
Isaiah Thomas broke his whole goddamn back and hip, brother.
He was that nigga before he got
go there. Go back up. Let me see that, man.
He lost Ricky Davis. Darius Miles.
You don't even like Ricky Davis.
I do fuck with Ricky Davis. Is that my nigga?
You fuck with Ricky?
Yeah, I fuck with Ricky Davis.
He wasn't one of the ones.
Nah. Okay, another nigga. Ricky Davis, my nigga. Derrick Rose.
Don't you bring up Derrick Rose. Oh, yeah. Stop that.
He a killer now. Though why he so good now? Because he on his lonesome.
Shut up.
Nigga type killer when he got to the. Why he wouldn't play with that dick? Because the goddamn LeBron was on his back fucking up shit.
Deion Waiters, come on, bro.
He lost his mind. He was high on weed and shit.
Andrew Wiggins, get him out
of here. Come on, man. He had Wiggins on his team. Damn, nigga fucked up.
He was traded before he got shut up.
Damn.
You was talking shit about
Wiggins. He did fuck up Isaiah Thomas, though.
Isaiah Thomas was already fucked up. Shout out to Isaiah Thomas. God fuck with that nigga.
Made him leave. Damn.
Isaiah Thomas, I think, is a pure real nigga.
He can't groom nobody, man. It's all right.
Stop, LeBron, is it? Nigga, you can't groom a nigga hip back together.
Damn. Why LeBron Come on, breaking brother, up the teams, man?
Shut up, man.
Damn, he crumbled teams, man.
Kyrie Irving's the only one who you can say left LeBron.
That was really fucked up. Why you do that to Kyrie, man? He's a top-tier nigga, man. Why you couldn't work with him, man?
But because he didn't want to be groomed.
He can't
Well, congratulations, champ. Yo, I'm telling you, then who did he link up with, nigga?
Who?
Kevin Durant.
Who did?
Kyrie Irving.
Oh, yeah. That's going to implode, too. Them niggas too both pussy.
Oh, no, I don't believe that now, brother. That's a strong word. But
they ain't going to move. They ain't going to win shit.
I like Kevin Durant.
I do, too, but he's just too
kind. I like Kyrie Irving, too.
My nigga, see, I go with my nigga Draymond Green when he was roasting his life, man, keeping it pure with him. Like, nigga, you came here and fucked our team up, nigga. He did, though. You ain't the man, nigga. You a fan. You know what I'm saying? But end of the day, man.
He bogus for what he said, though.
Yeah, he was.
Because the thing is, though. That's type. That says a lot about you. You gonna wait till that time? Yeah,
that's
bro.
Why are you telling?
And then how long was you holding on to that?
But Durant did to his defense. Did bring up that's why I left. So he probably felt like, oh nigga, I'm gonna tell why you really left. You know that when he was on the, you know right. What I'm saying, all the smoke. He said that's part of the reason he left. What you talking? Okay, let's talk then, nigga. You left because you weren't the man, nigga. You trying to compete with LeBron? You ain't LeBron, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But back to the Jordan LeBron.
Right.
Listen, it ain't even about, you know what I'm saying? We could talk about that a million times. You know what I'm saying? Let's just give my guy his glory. You know what I'm saying?
So, wait, real quick. You don't think Kevin Durant and Kyrie will win?
Oh, hell
How close do you think they'll get to win if you don't think they're going to win?
Probably like first, second round. Niggas is too.
But both of them niggas healthy.
They too goddamn. They ain't healthy, for one. They ain't going to never be healthy.
But the thing is, most people will wait issues got a hard time coming back from the Achilles move.
Right.
Kevin Durant ain't got weight issues, bro. I think he'll be cool.
That's true, and he don't rely on his explosiveness.
Exactly.
He relies on the nigga. Our offensive arsenal was insane. You know what I'm saying? And his
skill set wise, he's my favorite player of all time. Skill set,
yeah. Skill set wise,
he's
his
one
height,
of the best scorers ever.
Yeah. Skill set with his height, crazy.
Yeah. I just always want to mimic my game.
I loved Durant until he did that shit. I didn't. I was like, damn, nigga. Like that, but I knew something was wrong with him when he did that, because look how it goes now. Like, it's just something was shaky about that to me. You know right. What I'm saying? Because it could have been a conversation with you and Westbrook, like, nigga. Come on, nigga. Like, fuck it. Let's, you know what I mean?
I think this is a good comparison right here, right? But tell me if I'm wrong. So, think about it. If Kevin Durant communication skills ain't as good as mine, we would be like a Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, no question.
Because you're a Russell Westbrook nigga.
Right.
And I'm a Kevin Durant type
nigga. No question.
You know what I'm saying?
But what we have, though.
But what we have, that chemistry together.
And communication.
And the real nigga attributes.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? Got that.
But how you know Kevin Durant ain't got that? And Russell Westbrook was like you, but didn't want to hear nothing. Because you type like that.
I am like that.
And you'll burn up some shit with your shit.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But
you know what I'm saying?
But you see, nigga, I'm direct, though. I'm not hiding behind Twitter shit and fake accounts. You know it's me. So we got a problem. We're going to know what it is. He hot. That shows he's scared.
So you think
scared.
Since he's doing that now, he wasn't doing that then for sure?
That shows scared of confrontation.
Right.
Because you could have that confrontation. You avoiding confrontation in the goddamn, you know what I'm saying? So he avoiding that. So you're like, oh, everything good. You got it, bro. I ain't tripping off that. But you in your mind like, man, nigga doing too much. Because it came out when he's right. With the Warriors. He like, man, give me the ball. I can't get the ball. He mad.
Yeah.
But he not saying
but Draymond Green had no business, nigga.
But it not with, remember he
know
said
your role, brother.
Oh, for sure.
And but, I fuck with Draymond Green. Because he got that work ethic, the dog come up from the
right,
seat.
Right.
And bro. He got everywhere all based off the dog.
Oh, no question.
So I fuck with that.
But what I'm saying is,
but come on, bro, it's Kevin Durant. Get out of the ball, brother.
For sure, but it wasn't just Draymond. Like Draymond said, it was when Steph Curry shooting the ball. When Klay, he was mad at them niggas. Remember that?
For real?
Yeah, you ain't see go to the interview, all of smoke with Draymond Green with Mark Barnes.
I watched it, I don't remember.
Remember that. He was saying that? He was like, he'd be mad when Steph Curry didn't shoot. Give me the ball, man. He'd be in the corner pouting when he got the ball. He did AC, he was doing it all season.
With everybody.
Yes, especially with Curry.
Even the Splash Brothers?
Yes. That's why he was like, man, this ain't your team. That's why he was saying, nigga.
I got to watch it again.
Yeah, watch it again.
Because I watched all the gym.
He said that. He said, nigga, he kept wanting the ball more and more. He's like, nigga, that's they shit, though, bro. Like, you got to get it when you can. Like, what are you doing? He getting mad because he want to try to outshine LeBron. And he was getting mad at them niggas. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that shows that's in him. Instead of just talking to him, hey, he didn't want to play his role. He didn't want to be the D-Wade. He wanted to be the LeBron. And you wasn't. Even though your skill set is better, that's their team. And they didn't relinquish it to you. When they tried to, you weren't doing it right. When it was it was losing. Remember that?
Yeah.
You could shoot the ball. They just force feeding them. It wasn't real.
Right.
Then they start playing how they play. That's when they start winning. And he started getting mad because he ain't getting the full shine. It's something he ain't right, bro. Cold nigga skill set, but he ain't right.
Okay.
But
I got to rewatch it back. So that's why I can't speak on that.
Yeah, when you
rewatch it. But if that's accurate, then damn.
You're going to see it. Like, oh, okay. But
My wife Kevin Durant. I hope he gets some more rings, and I hope he gets solidified stuff like what LeBron did when he went back to Cleveland, because everybody thought that he couldn't do it with that. He went back to Cleveland, won them one.
Listen, like we know the
never won one in history.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And got that.
He got two crazy, super legendary championships. The one with Cleveland and the one when it was down 3-1 to the Warriors.
Well, came back.
Heavy.
Four.
Heavy.
What?
Heavy.
In a row?
Insane.
Well, three in a row.
Heavy, man. I can't deny that. You know
what
I'm
saying? Was it three or four in a row? I can't remember. But he came back.
I don't know, but it was spectacular. It was
unbelievable. It was four in a row.
It wasn't, and that's when it was 74-8 or whatever. They had the
best
record.
Come on, man.
Crazy.
That's when, because he stopped them from being greater than, arguably, than Jordan's team.
And I appreciate him for that.
And stopped them.
Crazy.
One nigga, that's Michael Jordan attributes, nigga.
That was heavy.
Don't get it, man.
But he only got a couple of them. Jordan got six. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For the dog. Look at the turmoil in that last season he went through without Pippen, fighting for his life. Contract. These niggas hate me. They playing with me. And I got to play for this last one. Dad dead and all this, man.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? And he fought through that.
Your dad died way before that, though.
I know. I'm just saying, though. Like, that's still on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was fucked up, man. Yeah. Damn. But it's like, that was on his mind. He fought through that shit, and he still won it against with the motherfucking most deadliest niggas ever he's playing against. You know what I'm saying? Then he going to Barcelona. Come on, bro. You saw him in Barcelona with the Dream Team?
Yeah.
They made that. They made the game global.
No, I ain't going to lie.
They said he's bigger than the Pope, nigga, when he's in the goddamn Italy.
Yeah.
He's bigger than a Pope. A black bald head nigga playing basketball, that's the effect he had on the people in the game. And it's just crazy to see it because I lived through it, but to see it and hear that behind the scenes, all that turmoil with the GMs and all that, them niggas try to end them for no reason. That is that master mentality, that nigga, you just a nigga. A slave.
And one thing I do respect, he stood on it. Y'all gonna take Phil Jackson? I'm going too.
Right.
He stood on it.
He was still good, nigga, because he came back and played with the Wizards, bro, years later, 40 years old, and still was killing.
Yeah, that's true. But it was listen, to the stage, your ass gone.
But listen, though, his whole career averaged 30 for a career. He was coming back averaging dub something as a 40-year-old nigga with the Wizards, man.
But LeBron type 49, look what he doing, nigga.
I know, he's a mute.
And LeBron, Michael wasn't doing that, taking team to the finals, nigga.
He's a mute.
So look at his old ass, Michael Jordan, look at LeBron old ass.
We dealing with the most.
No comparison, nigga.
We dealing with the most, come on, man, the most goddamn gifted human.
Leave him alone, then, the GOAT.
Nah.
Nigga.
Never. Because his mentality ain't strong enough, nigga. His horns ain't sharp enough, nigga.
Yeah, they are, but the thing is, he don't got no goddamn Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman.
What?
Come on, brother.
Scottie Pippen, he got AD.
Now? But nigga, look what happened now. Coronavirus. I'm telling you, niggas probably threw the corona out there because he knew LeBron was going to win this goddamn year. That's what it is.
I hope so.
That's what it is. Nigga threw the corona out there because LeBron was about to get that fourth motherfucker,
good,
man.
He still
and he was about to get MVP. And if he could got this MVP, he'd have been tied with Michael Jordan, I believe.
With MVP? I don't know now.
How many MVPs Michael Jordan got? How many LeBron got?
Jordan got a lot of MVPs.
No,
brother.
He's one away from Michael Jordan.
Let me see the MVPs.
And he would have got that this season, nigga, on everything. Nigga.
Yeah, well, we can't talk about who could have been, should have been, man.
Come on, man.
14, nigga.
No, he don't. Nigga, there's no way he got 14 fucking MVPs.
Yeah, I don't think he got 14.
Get the fuck out of here.
Not like MVP. Like, go to Michael Jordan career achievements because this shit is crazy.
He got like three or some
season MVPs. Five season MVPs. That's a lot, brother.
Michael Jordan got no goddamn five MVPs.
Season MVPs, five, nigga.
Look up LeBron James. He probably got four then.
No, shit, me. He probably got two.
Nah, hell nah.
Probably got two.
He really could deserve MVP, arguably, every season he ever played,
so.
Nigga.
He'd be losing.
Four. Told you, nigga.
He going crazy.
Come on, nigga.
Heavy.
And this season would have got him that fifth one, nigga. At what age? Well, how old is LeBron right now? 30, goddamn eight. That nigga at least goddamn 50.
He really 50 in like human years.
No question, nigga.
He 35.
35, nigga.
35, boy.
And playing motherfucking 82 games. Nigga, he don't be doing none of that other shit.
He got all them cheating goddamn cryogenics and all his shit.
Nigga, ain't cheating. Nigga, he paid $2 million in goddamn health treatments every year alone.
Come on,
nigga.
Jordan had 51 at 38, man. Leave that man alone, man.
Yeah, that's one time, nigga. Michael LeBron get that game if you want to, nigga. He give it to Anthony Davis and let other niggas eat.
This nigga retired.
He let other niggas eat. Other niggas on Jordan TV be starving. They got them looking for a cracker, nigga.
Who do?
All them niggas.
You kidding me?
Them niggas said it.
That was in the beginning stages.
Man, get the fuck out. That was the all stages.
Them niggas, no, they're right, nigga.
Salaries, what we talking about?
Tony Kukoc was feasting. Rodman was feasting. What are you talking about?
Nigga didn't trust none of them niggas.
Yeah, he did. Tony Kukoc was
LeBron
that nigga.
LeBron trusts niggas to a fault. That's what I will say.
Yeah,
stop trusting
that's
niggas.
Why he pussy, man. Tell
he ain't
too
pussy,
much,
no
man.
God,
putting
damn.
Other shit in them niggas'
they
hands, man.
God,
nigga,
damn.
Kill something, nigga. Kill something, nigga. Where the kill
he got
at?
Moments where he killed niggas?
Yeah.
Salary disbursement for the 97-98.
Yeah, y'all niggas
talking about Michael Jordan don't let other niggas eat. Nigga, let me tell you something.
That's a different collective bargaining. He's a businessman. He can't help you niggas get the money.
Let me make a statement, brother.
Go ahead, my nigga.
Tristan Thomas, he gave that nigga money. Let that nigga eat.
He did.
J.R. Smith, them niggas ate. All them niggas that LeBron brought in, niggas that didn't even need to get all that money.
Where's J.R. Smith right now? Don't matter. He's the Lakers?
He's sacked up with bread. Where's Scottie Pippen at, nigga, after Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan, a billionaire, nigga. Yo, got nigga over here goddamn filing bankruptcy.
That's his own fault. It's his own bad business decision. I can't do your business for you, brother. God damn.
But I'm just saying, LeBron made sure everybody ate, nigga. On the court and off, nigga. Ah. Michael Jordan ain't do that shit.
He don't got to.
Why the fuck would he let Scottie Pippen sign that shit?
He made sure you niggas eating one. That's what he made sure.
No, Michael Jordan should sit on it, man. Get my nigga paid or I'm gone too. How about that?
Man, get it in blood, man. Get your own money.
They would have paid him if he did that.
I think so.
Michael Jordan. But I don't know. If Michael Jordan really groomed Scottie Pippen.
Nah, I don't think so.
If Michael Jordan really groomed that nigga,
he got him 6 championships. He did.
But hold on, brother. If he would have groomed him, he would have been like, man, don't you sign that shit. Or even after he signed it, hey man, here's how you go about it.
Nah, that's your own business, brother. That's your own business, brother. We talking about winning championships in court. You had your own business.
No, I don't
mean
him, nigga. Come on,
man. You was thirsty.
So you my nigga, right?
But just different, brother. You talking about different type of shit, brother. Ain't nobody got time to be holding this nigga hand, show him how to do his business.
That ain't grooming. He ain't grooming.
He grooming to win. I don't give a fuck about that nigga money. That's his own fault. We talking about winning on this court, nigga. Handling your business while we here. Nigga, you was a soft nigga, scary nigga. My head hurt. I got the headache. Losses of championship, nigga.
So you deserve that money, nigga.
You
said he couldn't see.
Yeah, nigga, you deserve that money, you fucking soft bastard.
How you know you ain't get to see? He might have had goddamn cataracts.
Man, come on, die, nigga. You got to die on this court, brother. Fuck these niggas. The niggas are
like,
look at this nigga.
Even though
he's blind? Yeah, because you got me going against the goddamn Pistons. I hate these niggas. You got me losing, bitch. You talking about a headache. Nigga, get out of here. I play with the flu, nigga.
No, you should have been more nice to him because Scottie Pippen, the only reason why he won.
Flu game, nigga.
All them ships.
Flu game, nigga.
Because you heard what Michael Jordan said, nigga. If it wasn't for him, every time they talk about me, they should talk about him.
You got to have a nigga that's going to be able to chew the shit when you drop it on the ground. Come on, clean it up for me, man.
Come on, man. I'm the nigga, man.
Shit,
LeBron, motherfucking, if you would have had Scottie Pippen, it'd have been game over.
Scottie Pippen would have been sorry they would have lost. Scottie would have went to a different team.
Never.
Man. He would not have been able to play with Scottie Pippen.
Nigga, you heard what Scottie Pippen said, nigga. Scottie Pippen called LeBron
what
the GOAT.
What teammate?
LeBron, listen. No, let's go back to that.
Back. He said,
Scottie Pippen
he just
said no, sir.
Go ahead,
he
sir.
Said LeBron is the GOAT. As, you know what I'm saying? And then Michael and the whole media got mad at him. And then he doubled back.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
Okay. So
after he got all that scrutiny.
It don't matter this and that, but how it ended. He said he the GOAT. So end discussion.
No, nigga.
Anyway.
Drunk can't tell no lies, nigga.
Okay, it don't matter. It's all about how you end the conclusion of the story.
He said LeBron is the GOAT.
He said, no, Jordan is. I'm sorry, misspoke. Thank you.
No.
But anyway, LeBron James have no teammate.
Michael Jordan got mad at him.
So there's no way he could play with Spotty Pippen because he never played with nobody the whole time. He's not with nobody. He can't be with nobody to the end. Jordan with the Bulls the whole time, won all them
different
championships
era.
The whole time.
Different era.
Nigga left and came back, got 2 3-peats.
Different era.
Get the fuck out of here,
different
man.
Different era.
2 3-peats and retired. Nigga retired
with who?
Twice.
With who though, Scottie Pippen?
Nigga retired
Everybody
twice.
Got exchanged
nigga,
except
that's my
for Scottie Pippen.
That's my dude boy, man. I'm King Arthur, that's Sir Lancelot, nigga.
What's
handle
the,
my
what's,
business,
what's
nigga.
The common denominator for nigga, the first 3-peats and the second 3-peat? Scottie Pippen,
man,
nigga.
You do what I said tell you to do, nigga. I made Stop. You go eat that food, nigga.
Stop.
You ain't nothing without me. I come back, you gonna eat again even more. Sit down and relax.
No, sir.
LeBron James got no teammate. He got no ride or die.
Why did Scottie Pippen call him the GOAT then?
Who? Call who the GOAT?
LeBron.
I thought you just said he called Jordan to go.
Because after Michael Jordan probably was saying, I'm going to cut you off. I ain't giving you no more money. I ain't saving you no more. If you don't go back on public television and tell the whole world that you made a mistake.
I thought you said he left him bankrupt. So why would he worry about what he got to say?
Because he probably helping him out every now and again, throwing some bones.
Oh, now we just living in goddamn fantasy land to say anything.
I ain't know nothing. I'm just saying, brother.
Say anything,
the world got mad at him. Yeah. And the motherfucking Michael Jordan got mad at him.
He knew better. He knew better.
We said, man, we're going to cut off all check supplies and the whole money teammate, well if you don't go back and say you made a mistake.
What teammate LeBron James played with the whole time?
He never had a Scottie Pippen. What team did? What, he never had a Scottie Pippen.
Couldn't groom nobody.
Yeah, man. Michael Jordan didn't groom nobody.
Huh?
Scottie Pippen had that in him.
Who went to go grab Dennis Rodman?
You either got it or you don't.
Who let Rodman be who he was? Let him go. Think LeBron James would have did that?
LeBron didn't let Kyrie be who he was?
That's why
he deferred to a nigga and everything.
That's why he left, because he couldn't be him.
He left because he wanted to be something he wanted. He wanted to be the dog when you were not, nigga.
So
period.
See, damn, why he couldn't groom him? He could have groomed Kyrie.
How can you groom him when he won his spot?
He had a game winner.
Scottie didn't want Michael Jordan's spot, nigga.
Win. man, you couldn't.
Kyrie won LeBron's spot. Irving? You can never have that spot, champ.
Why would you?
And I
Kyrie,
fuck with him.
How you can have that conversation with Kyrie Irving and have that good mutual bond and let's win this
Come
shit
on,
forever?
Man, stop it.
Because he ain't got it in him.
He had to stay because contractually it was different back then.
He could have traded.
They would have blackballed that nigga and got him out the league. Stop it. Back then, all the motherfucking owners had the power then.
Now we're gonna compare.
LeBron made it to where people can do that. So he blessed Kyrie to even be able to do that in this era, nigga.
He had no teammates that rode to him to the end. Ain't his fault. Ain't his fault. Jordan groomed a man to stay right here by my side today.
Jordan didn't groom him. What Jordan did, Jordan fucked him. He let him sign that contract, you know what I mean? And then he knew that if he tried to get out, he couldn't get out. So, if anything, Michael Jordan trapped the nigga.
He could have left.
He could have left.
He tried to play like he hurt.
He didn't have the money to leave, nigga. You heard him. He said, I didn't want to get sued. They would have been finding me and all that shit.
Nah,
he already got fucked over with the contract. No loop.
He could have stood on it. That wasn't the motherfucking Muhammad Ali. He gave up big bread. He stood on his principles.
He ain't Muhammad Ali, nigga.
We know that. We know that for sure. He got no principles he stand upon. You know what I'm saying? And LeBron James ain't got nobody ride or die with. He couldn't groom nobody to the end. That's
Michael
why he can't
groom
win.
Nobody.
That's why he can't win.
Man, come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
If Michael groomed people, I
nigga
ain't
be
know
here 1 year,
finals.
He going. I can't be here 1 year with this nigga, he going. Nobody just ride to the end. That's why he can't get no multiple championships.
He got niggas that was nothing to the finals.
Man. Damn. Hopefully LeBron James can get some teammates. Hopefully AD. I heard AD trying to leave too and
AD
all that.
Damn. Stop it. You better stop.
Look at they win one. Watch it break up. Damn, you can't stay here and get some three pieces out with nobody. Jordan got 2 3-peats. Damn, you can't get back to back with no
Scottie
niggas.
Pippen.
Besides goddamn D Wade and Chris Paul.
So wait, tell me something. You think he would have won without Scotty?
Don't matter. I made that man. Why? I'm Frankenstein.
Yeah, make shit.
I'm
so tell me something.
Why would I be without something
I made? Can you just tell me this? Is basketball, when you got that dog.
Like saying he wouldn't win without Phil Jackson. Nigga, that's my coach. What are you talking about, man? This is my teammates. This is my coach. Why would I not have my people with me? Why would we even talk like that? That don't make sense.
Why you think he left? Why you think he stopped when Scotty wasn't going to come back and Phil Jackson? Because he wasn't going to win, nigga.
So how, they said the same
fucked
thing about
up his
Kobe.
Legacy.
Why did Kobe win without Shaq? Why did Shaq win without Kobe?
Because that's them niggas. Everybody else.
Because that's they them niggas.
Stop it.
Shaq is that nigga. Kobe is that nigga. LeBron ain't one of them niggas like that.
Stop
he ain't got it like them niggas, man. Jordan, second best nigga behind him is a nigga who's a exact clone of him, nigga. Of all time.
Second best?
Yes. Kobe the Bean Bryant, man.
Better than LeBron? God.
Way
God
better.
Rest his soul, rest in peace, Kobe.
Way better.
What?
Way better.
So you talking about you want to be the originator, right? You always
that's
what you always say. I'm just using your words, brother.
Right.
You're the originator.
LeBron wore Jordan number 23. So what are you even talking about? You want to go there?
When he won the championship, was he wearing 23?
He wear his number, man. Stop. So what are we talking about? Originality? You want to stick with that? Are you sure you ain't gonna make?
He's sticking with his game.
He wore his number, man.
Scott,
Kobe
Bryant was a spin replicant. You always say you don't get the most glory if you ain't yourself, right?
That's why
he wear the nigga number, so he's not original because he wear the nigga number.
No,
paying homage to the nigga.
That's why he's second.
He paying homage to him before he take his head off the fucking guillotine, nigga.
That's why Kobe's second. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's second. He so got and then he had the least had the mindset to be 24, try to be above him. Tried. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to the GOAT. You know
Come
what I'm
on,
saying?
Man. Stop.
He
you,
one of the ones.
I'll just use your words against you, brother.
I didn't give him the full. He over Kobe. He over LeBron. LeBron 30.
How is he over LeBron if he ain't an originator, nigga?
Look. So he's going to be – and then all these shit, you could pull up so much different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you sure athleticism better than Kobe? Kobe was a flying
Get
nigga now, too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Is you crazy?
What? He was a flying – but
Can
over,
you pull up the Ben Wallace dunk through the lane?
I've seen it all.
So what you
I
mean?
I seen when he first dunked on White Howard when he first came in the league, everything.
Athleticism. Did LeBron
no
James
comparison.
Win a, did LeBron James win any slam
no
dunk
comparison.
Contests or anything?
He didn't have to.
No athleticism.
There's no comparison.
No creativity in the air. He just a regular.
Only reason why Kobe did it was to do because Jordan did it. He wanted to do everything Jordan did, from the hand to the tongue. So just stop it. R.I.P.
Kobe.
He's one of the greatest.
Kobe
nigga.
Did the underbite. It's Kobe. The Mamba underbite.
Get the fuck out of here.
He don't do
here.
The tongue. He do this.
He never did the tongue.
He copied everything Jordan, but he had the underbite. The Kobe, the Mamba mouth. He did the Mamba mouth. He did a clone of Jordan. Jordan said his best. The only nigga that he'd probably have a problem with playing one-on-one is Kobe because he stole all his moves. You know that.
Man, LeBron would have bodied that nigga.
Nope. He ain't got
what?
The heart.
What? LeBron
he ain't got
Michael
the heart.
Too small.
He ain't got the heart.
LeBron would have killed that nigga.
He ain't got the heart.
When he dunked and put the goddamn ball, the jewels in his
we
face.
We know one-on-one is not about your skills and how big you are. You know it's your heart in one-on-one.
True.
He ain't got the heart to beat Jordan, brother.
He needed at the dog, you know but I think LeBron would have did it.
I think overall they play like 3 games. He ain't got the heart to beat him because Jordan ain't going to stop. He going to do whatever.
Man, Jordan got beat by a fucking old-ass bum for
a
bet.
Joke. That was a
stop
joke,
it.
Man.
He lost.
That was a joke.
You ain't never seen LeBron lose no bum-ass nigga like that.
Oh, man, I seen LeBron
and then,
lose
and then
to
the thing is, the thing is, Michael Jordan probably lost way more behind the scenes than niggas don't know, but that one's on film. He got beat by a goddamn nigga who sit behind a desk all day.
If somebody really
Get
beat
the
Jordan,
fuck out
if
of
somebody
here.
Really beat Jordan like that, they'd be talking about all the time.
He beat Jordan. He got his ass scraped by a bum-ass nigga who can't even hoop.
We talking about a joke on the camp, man.
Nigga, ain't no joke. Nothing. You lost.
We talking about
what happened
games,
to the great
man.
The mentality. You ain't let no bum ass nigga beat you. Man, pull that up when my fucking Michael Jordan got beat by the bum nigga.
How we know it really was a beat? We don't even know it really was a full game.
Nigga lost.
We don't even know what really happened.
He lost.
We don't even know what happened.
My bum nigga who don't even hoop.
We don't even know it was a real game.
Come on, man.
We don't know what went on with that.
Got beat by a 50-year-old bum nigga who sit behind a laptop and do this all day.
We don't even know it was a real game.
Pull it up, man. He got beat by a financial advisor.
Who knows what the game was too.
Look at Michael Jordan acting like he's so much to go. He gonna lay off on this nigga. Watch this, look. Game, you bitch ass ball nigga.
Look, good shot. Look like Jordan laughing. That's what he get. Playing too much. You know what I'm saying?
Watch the torch in front of his face. Watch this. Look at him. Look by a goddamn nigga nerd.
Big
got
step.
Scraped. Look at this. Watch. Look at the
nasty.
Get laugh. Your bum ass out of here. You call yourself the GOAT.
Don't like Jordan
that.
Playing so hard, don't he?
He like get beat by a nigga with a ball spot.
It's like Jordan going so hard, putting so much effort.
He got the landing strip on it. He got beat by George Jefferson, nigga.
Look.
God damn.
Oh, he jumped. Did he try to block him or nothing?
Hey, watch this. Michael Jordan got ball. He think it's over. I got the ball now. It's over. I'm done playing with you. Watch this, man. Watch the embarrassment. Nigga got beat by George Jefferson.
Look at him.
Come on, locking his ass up, too. Look at. Nah, Michael Jordan scared. Scary man. Nah, look, trying to do the old Michael Jordan. Come on, man. Look, stop it. He ain't even going. Look.
In his face, man.
Come on, man. That's one shot.
We talking about LeBron James and Jordan. He's showing some old.
Bro, listen. He got beat by George Jefferson, brother. That's all I'm saying.
We don't know what went on. We don't know if it was a full game.
Come on. We know it's a full game. Everybody right there watching, he got millions of witnesses, man. Sure. He got beat by goddamn man. George Jefferson moving on up ass
nigga.
That's
going to make you think he better than LeBron James got over Jordan. There you go, brother.
So
you
talking about he can't get beat?
He got it.
He got beat because Scottie Pippen went there.
Right,
that's what it was.
That makes sense, man. You can win two on one. That's how you play somebody.
Man,
in a camp,
they paid $100,000.
The CEO of John Rogers, the motherfucker, paid them bread to sit there and have
watch
a good
this,
time.
Watch this.
I think he made about $2 million on that camp. He made that big brick. Yeah. I think he got like $10 million to do that camp or something like that for a day, man. He just joking, sitting there chilling. He probably played
nigga
nine
lost.
Games of golf.
Nigga lost.
Just playing with him, boom. But anyway, let's get
would
back to
would you ever let yourself
shit.
Get beat by that nigga?
Man, I probably would. I got 10
nah,
million just to be there.
Come on, man.
I'd probably do that, too. I'd probably take an L like that, too. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I never
watched The Last Dance. It was an iconic documentary, TV show, series, whatever the hell you want to call
for
it.
For sure.
But, you know what I'm saying? And Michael Jordan is arguably one of the greatest. And this will be a conversation that go on to
the
end
no
of
comparison.
Time.
Anybody who got any common sense, they know like Jordan ain't a comparison to LeBron, man. It's just a joke.
Look how he did it. Game him up.
It's a fable.
Game him up.
Everybody stand up.
Come on, look at it. Get your bum ass out of here.
Job,
you ain't the goat.
Yeah, go home with that. Victorious. Good one. Good job, brother.
That nigga beat Michael Jordan. Goddamn
Shout
George
out
Jefferson.
To him, man. Big bad.
Nigga
bang,
can barely see with them goddamn glasses, and he beat that nigga blind.
Yeah, killed him, man. Got him. He got 6 rings. He got motherfucking $1.2 billion off that, man.
Still lost, man. They be a nigga that's 50 years old that beat, Mike,
that
beat LeBron James at 23.
Who? Want me name some people?
Plenty
of people. In the league.
One on one?
That nigga lost more
so
championships than anybody.
That nigga lost.
I think LeBron James lost more championship games than anybody I've ever seen in my life. I have never seen nobody lose that many championships, man. Fucking bona fide loser. This nigga talking about somebody losing in the camp. We talking about niggas losing championships. Every nigga that's in LeBron James' era got rings on this nigga. Nobody got them on Jordan. You let Curry beat you. You let all these niggas beat you. You let Kobe get all the rings. You let the Detroit Pistons beat you for the championships. Man, that nigga's a loser, man. This nigga lost more championships than everybody ever seen in my life. Am I wrong or am I right? We could talk about some camp. We could joke around
You're
with
wrong.
All that. But who lost more championships, man? Jordan never lost a championship, brother. Every time he went to the finals, when it's on
all
the line, when it counts, he won. 2 3-peats, man. How you get 2 3? Yeah, you retire, come back and win again, 3 in a row. What nigga does that, man? Give me anybody in that sector. It ain't nobody. Can't name a human being, man. Not just one. That'd have been legendary. I'm talking about 3 in a row. Oh, okay.
Top level. I ain't taking away from his top levelness.
Okay.
But I'm based. You everywhere right now. All I'm saying is, you
everywhere.
Said who would win one on one. Correct? Can I state this?
We already.
You
said
who would win one on one.
Yeah.
Right?
I said a series of games of one on one. That's what I said. Yes. If we're going to best of 3, best of 5, like games, that's what I said. Jordan would win that.
Okay. You said that Jordan would win.
Right.
Michael Jordan can't even beat George goddamn Jefferson, so he gonna beat LeBron? Stop it, man.
Okay.
He
gonna play.
I thought Michael Jordan don't joke around. I thought he was serious and win everything.
He gonna play that guy like he playing LeBron James. You got it, brother. That, if that makes
that's
you feel
all I'm
good,
saying.
If you want to feel good about that, about a man losing all these championships where it count,
over a nigga playing a nigga in the camp that paid him $100,000 to be there. You got it, brother. That solidifies it.
At this point.
That makes it all sense. I got it. It makes all the sense of the world, brother.
That's all I'm saying.
That kills it. Yeah, you got it, brother. Okay. High school, don't worry about that. Championships in college, buzzer beaters, you know what I'm saying, against the most potent of all potents. All these championships. He lost to a nigga in his camp. That proves it.
I'm parched, brother.
Damn.
I'm parched.
Drink it up.
Well, y'all comment below and let us know what y'all think, man.
Yeah, for sure. Please let us know, man.
Please let us know what y'all think. Because I know y'all will anyway, even if we don't ask.
Hopefully one day LeBron James can find
you know, everybody just
want to
jump on the bandwagon of goddamn Michael Jordan.
Bandwagon.
It's
not no bandwagon. That's
never been a bandwagon nigga in my life.
I am. I'm a bandwagon nigga, man.
Not me.
Shit, me.
I stand up.
I'm all about the bandwagon, man. I don't deal with losers.
Yeah.
You losing, I'm off.
He ain't no loser. He won his whole life.
Who?
LeBron James.
That nigga lost more championships I've ever seen.
If he had Scottie Pippen, he'd have won too.
Never.
I wish there was a time.
He don't
where
got
Michael,
no teammates. He got no one that can ride with him because he's a loser.
40 years old, Michael Jordan even make the playoffs with the Wizards? Come on, man.
He owned it. He went and had some ownership in it. Fuck the playoffs. I'm one.
Did he win? I see you trying to bounce from there to there, but hey, brother, you got to deal with the time.
I'm going to own that. How about I own that, man?
Can't skip past the time.
How about I own the team and I average 20 something at 40 years old?
Can we get a comment, brother, please? What is it, B Jizzle? Oh, yeah, we could go on all day.
All night.
The Instagram question is from Javier.caban.54.
What's the question?
He wants to know when is Tall Guy going to get that 1,000cc, and then he wants to know if Mr. Organic rides bikes.
Thousands. Oh, I had 1,000.
Are you getting another one?
Oh, when am I? He said, was keyword another?
Yeah, because you already had one, bitch. What's that one you had? Suzuki, motherfucker?
Yeah, I don't know. You've been watching from the C champ, but I had a R1. It was a Yamaha R1. It was 1,000. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I even had it twerked up and even had a little bit more than that. You know what I'm saying? But will I ever get a motorcycle? Another one? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Not
it ain't
no really. Cali type.
No, I mean, the thing is, I had my R1 when Minnesota didn't. When I went to the Bay to play basketball, I had it shipped out there too. It was before YouTube and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I did the whole goddamn down the middle lanes and all that. You know what I'm saying? But never full blast for me like some of these dudes.
Right, risking all the life.
Never. You know what I'm saying?
I would never, not know like motherfucker shift the gears, you know, that manual shit, I'm out the door with that. But I would try to do like a slingshot motherfucker that's automatic.
Please everybody go watch Missouri Gang driving the manual on my channel. Tall Guy Carb, you subscribe.
My most trolled video in history. but I would do like something that if it's come with an automatic one, I probably would. Or like a slingshot or like those or some Can-Ams with the four tire motherfucker, them shit is hard.
Three tire.
Yeah, I like them type. I probably will get
the
one
automatic
of them.
But I don't think they got an automatic. I know what I'm saying. Like the button.
Yeah, if they came with that motherfucker automatic, I get one of them.
They might have one by now though.
Them shit's hard.
Slingshot though.
Yeah, I get one of those.
I rock with the slingshots.
I get a slingshot for sure.
They got the automatic one now too.
Yeah, tell me, holla at me, Polaris. Yeah, yeah. Holla at the God. Man. I get
them,
it right
man.
Now.
And that's a Minnesota native. You know what I'm talking about right there. I rock with slingshot.
Oh yeah, they you had a little partnership with them type.
Of course, we got more business coming.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But we got a 5-star review from the Apple MOOC. Make sure you go over there and get your 5-star review.
Need that.
We got one from Big Cam Car Reviews. It says, I got a question for Tall Guy. What happened to that old school red car you bought? I get that question all the time.
All the time.
And thank you to you both for dropping consistent free knowledge for the people. Is most appreciated. Big G Squad and Gargoyle.
Gang, three emojis.
What do you want? Well, I can answer this question for you, brother, because you asked it for me.
What do I want to say? That's your car, nigga.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, you know me, because I mentioned this in a bunch of videos.
Yeah,
if you watched every video.
Just bless him.
I sold the car and I gave it back to my guy.
Forgot it, man. Whatever. What was the place called with all the cars?
I think it was Greg. I think the name
Greg. Yeah, Greg. Yeah.
Well, Mopar Ponderosa.
There you go. Mopar Ponderosa. Yeah, so you made a profit, flipped it back.
Yep. And get back to him, you know what I'm saying? And we did that, you know what I'm saying? The thing was, the content wasn't doing too good from the initial buying it and little giblets I did with my mom and all that.
Yeah.
It just wasn't up to par where, I just didn't, because she drove it, it wasn't paying the bills.
Yeah, it wasn't paying the bills.
So I don't think it was a good investment. So
just sold it back, got a couple of dollars on the back end.
Had to get that thing going.
Yeah, had to get up out of there, man.
So that's it.
Shout out to Mr. @AT_SoElevated. He said, big legendary. First off, thank y'all for all the content. Both of you guys are one of the ones. Keep reaching new heights. My the big man in spirits, watch over you. Oh, May. I know you want to see. He don't think it's me now. He said, yes. But May, the big man in the spirits, watch over you guys. Y'all inspired me to start YouTube. I'm a truck driver looking to build an empire, leaving generational wealth for my family. Subscribe. Elevating with Jones Family.
That's what I'm all about, that generational wealth.
That's what we're trying to build, man. On that Kanye mentality, man. That's the mentality y'all need. That Mr. Organic
Talk. And that Nipsey.
Yeah, Nipsey.
R.I.P. Nip.
Motherfucking Master P. That Easy E. You know what I'm saying? Without the other part. But that's the mentality you need in this shit.
Right. Man. Yeah, got that Halloween ringtone.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, but no, we got another one right here from Smooth Black Guy.
Yes, sir.
SRTF.
To the death. To the death. Root Tree Fruit.
Uh-huh. Love the podcast. All respect to Tall Guy. Tall Guy Carvies. He puts the Tall Guy Reviews.
Yeah, they always
and,
do.
Yeah, for sure. Mr. Organic. Love y'all. Podcast. All love. With the hearts.
Appreciate that, brother. These hearts. Hearts for men's, brother.
Yeah, appreciate you,
today
brother.
We're going to accept it, brother, because we get the 5-star that came with it, brother.
Gold
Phoenix. The meetup, the meetups. Remember we told him.
Gold Phoenix, meetup in Atlanta at Lenox Mall. Dying emoji, laughing. Security was on big bullshit. That's
shout
when
out to Gold Phoenix. Yeah,
yeah. That's when I was there. I don't think he was.
No,
yeah,
I wasn't
was
there. But that's when you told me I had to come because Atlanta was big time.
Yeah, it was at Lenox Mall, like you said. You know what I'm saying? It was. We had to switch like 2-3 different locations.
That's
it
crazy.
Was big love out there when I went out there. Shout I told you ATL, it was so man. Much love when I pulled up. I thought they had an event going on.
Yeah, it was for you thought they had some new Jordans out.
Yeah,
they don't stand out for LeBrons.
Yes,
they don't stand out.
So I rolled down the window thinking it was out a new release for the LeBrons for the goats.
Never.
And then next you know. They all shouted my name like I was LeBron because
and
Michael Jordan.
Oh, come on, man. Nigga them got his own. He tapped
come
his
on,
hands.
Come on, man. Hey, man. Why about that bald black nigga, man?
Why that nigga still goddamn Kobe got
I know why you like him. Because he bald like you. That's what it is.
Who?
The bald.
Who, Jordan?
The coldest that's
niggas,
what it is.
When we break it down again, the coldest niggas
but LeBron
time
should type go bald, too.
He need to come over this side. We got Tupac. Here. We got The Rock. We got Mayweather. We got Jordan. The coldest niggas
so you telling time. LeBron to come on home?
Come on home, baby. Mr. Organic bald. I'm the nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know why LeBron don't just cut that shit off.
There's something going on. We don't know.
Because Anthony Davis real niggas. He told him on the court like I would tell you, hey.
Their pieces up.
Coming.
Yeah, Anthony Davis brain.
Yeah.
Why you saying that from everybody? Nigga, I want to told you I got the little hair piece in. You know to know.
Hey, the hair.
The hair piece you put on is coming up. Nigga got a fake. Nigga got a toupee on his head. See what I'm saying? Like, come on, brother.
No, I ain't gonna lie. But you, even you told me though before behind the type hard to let go.
Yeah. Oh, we got to do a talk about that. But yeah, it is.
But so, yeah, anyway, next one. We got, who's that three?
Jaheim Perry. He said, I think Slim could spit some dope penitentiary freestyles. Oh, yeah. He know them raps. Doom, doom. I was in the motherfucker eating the them types.
You ain't eat with that what? Shit, huh? Goddamn.
That's a roast.
That's a roast, brother. Goddamn. Eat what you talking about eating chow hall. I hope that's what you about to say.
I'm about to say eating the goulash.
Okay, all yeah. right. Yeah, 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 the goulash sound, you could type spin that. Goulash, it was a meal they serve where they throw everything from the week explain into it. One big.
So yeah, because you don't know.
Come on, brother. Because they might think three of a brain.
Eating the gooch or somebody. Yeah, come
on. Y'all ever play, nigga, never in life. You know what I'm talking about? Because we know you like your goulash ate. You know what I'm saying?
I need it, baby.
Yeah.
Got to ate on the back of the other day. Foot up.
No, sir.
Looking at the style. Looking at the Hollywood style.
Giving thanks to the most above.
Ooh, how did I get here? Hey, shout out to LeBron James, man. Still in KG, goddamn tossing up. Why he get his own shit? But
come on, stop it, there, man. Stop it. Stop, brother. God,
shout
damn.
Out to both. Listen, end of the day, man. This is our own personal opinions, man. Shout
for
out
sure.
to LeBron James.
It's all fun at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. We just.
I really don't give a fuck about no nigga.
Yeah, tell you the truth, man. We just having fun with it, you know. Right. And end of the day, they super, super legendary black man. We don't want to really like cross them, and we having fun with the
or
talk.
Pin them up against each other.
Yeah, because nigga, it don't matter. Anyway, go. You become any one of them niggas. You 1% of the history of life ever created. So shout out to them. Man,
and the thing is, off. Think about the personalities too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's selfish, and you a selfish nigga, so you like him.
From the seed.
Michael Jordan or LeBron James is a nigga that like everybody to eat, and right. I'm that kind of way.
Right.
So I'm always gonna rock with him
it's
over, and you always gonna rock with him over because
right.
of these reasons.
Right.
That's because to the core of us, he reminds you of you.
Right.
LeBron reminds me of me.
Yeah, it's more personal than perception. You know
for
what I'm
sure.
In the day, with reality term, we fuck with both of them.
Right. Absolutely. Because I'm watching documentary, and I'm inspired and motivated by Michael
crazy.
Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
I
like
watch a nigga LeBron behind the scenes move how his people eating. When you know other shit, like he's smart, had the percentage in beats, started his own like you know entertainment company and all that. So.
Yeah. So real quick though, who would you say as the top five before we end the podcast?
Right.
People like top five. I say because it's shorter, but we could do a whole list because there's a lot of people that inspire, and motivate us. But who would you say your top five is?
That motivate me. This history of people.
Yeah, or just people that you rock with the most. Like five, top five. Don't even say inspire and motivated because
right.
I know that it's gonna have something. But like,
my
who's
current
your
of
top
all time?
Top five of all time that you would say. You can even do six or seven.
Yeah.
But who would you say that's like that superstar people that you like, if I seen them, I got to go up and I got to give them their glory and let you know, like, I fuck
I
with
mean,
you from the seed, champ.
You know, for me, I go historical. You know, my first and foremost, I go with Genghis Khan. That's my favorite, you know, person.
Of
that
course.
Gave me that mind state and understanding of how
propaganda.
To move. Yeah, big goddamn, I'm a dictator nigga. So that's the one off the rip that got me in order. You know what I'm saying? Then another person, blueprint I use a lot, I give to Master P. You know what I'm saying?
just that state of mind of hustling, having your own shit, and mm-hmm. building a brand. You know what I mean? I don't know the last couple years, but in from the seed though, very inspiring individual. You know right. what I'm saying? Then also I go with Michael Jordan, of course, too. I definitely put him in there, just that business acumen and mind state of handling your business and owning your own shit. I put Kanye in there too, just from also the ownership part of it and sticking to your guns. I definitely look at that as inspiration. And then let me see who else is out the box. That I like, that it'd be like, oh, shit. Know who I like too? Actually, Rob Dyrdek, dude from Ridiculousness. He had that mindset of owning everything he do too, from that show Ridiculousness. He knew that from America's Funniest Home Videos. You get over 1,000 episodes, that shit be played for the end of time. Right. So I like how he did that too, and owning his own shoes, owning his own companies and all that. So that's the top five that I've really seen, and I use their different pieces to build who I am.
Who's the ones that was like, you know, when they say at the end of every top five, Lizzo, he said ones that barely didn't make the top five cut, where they say these are.
The honorable mentions.
Yeah, the honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions, it'd be like, who would I say? I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. I really like the Suge Knight mentality. How he just, because he came from nothing to something. He was a bodyguard all the way to the owner of Death Row Records. Nigga, like, come on, man. From a football player, they're basically running a whole goddamn gang. We over there part of it type. But it's that mind state and that motherfucking ferociousness. You know what I'm saying? Also, Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Just that ferocious mentality to the end and that work ethic. The money. Oh, yeah. Of course, I forget this. I'm going to take Mike Tyson out, really. I fuck with him. But the one is Don King. How am I going to live out Don King? That's my nigga. I fuck with Don. Everybody, if you look at Don King, did you watch the Made in America?
Of course I did. When you sent it to me,
come on, man.
Yeah, the whole movie.
Come on, man. Killed
that
niggas,
shit look old school as fuck.
Killed niggas with his bare hands. He don't want to orchestrate it. Muhammad Ali, goddamn Tyson, all these niggas. He still got his billions, still running all that money to this day. Nobody play with him at all. We talking about mom. We talking about niggas. Whoever wanted, he still on top. Don King is one of them niggas. He actually in top five. Fuck that. Don King, one of my ones for sure. Shout out to the Don, man.
So you move somebody out and then put Don King in there.
Yeah, Don in there, brother. Okay. I got to put Don in there, man.
Okay, well, I had to say for me, I would have to say for sure.
Man, that's a lot of evil niggas I had in there typing.
No question. You know what I'm saying? That's what? But hey, bro, no judgment here, bro. That's three of them to the core type on some G shit.
Spilling beans, ain't it? You know what
I'm saying? Like, totally yourself. Well, I'm going to save my top five. And not necessarily in this order. I would say Will Smith, Nipsey Hussle, Tupac.
Damn, I forgot about Nipsey.
You know what I'm saying? I would have to say also Eddie Murphy. No question, without the allegations.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say Quincy Jones, brother.
Oh, that's a legendary nigga.
I'd say Quincy Jones. You know what I'm saying? But Eddie Murphy would be more towards just because I watched him from the seat as a kid.
Right.
He was always, you know what I'm saying? He was the Richard Pryor 2.0.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like he said what he said. And you know what I'm saying? The only thing I don't like he did really, he don't want to, he type disrespected his old self back in the day. And right. That's the part that was the most monumental to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I know he's just trying to be politically correct nowadays and he don't want another Kevin Hart situation.
Right.
But I say another, speaking of Kevin Hart, another honorable mention, Kevin Hart.
Ooh, The Rock too.
The Rock. I was going to say The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Come on, no question. You know, I bought his headphones and circle joints when
you
they first dropped. And I vocally support the niggas who I fuck with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I say some honorable mentions. Kevin Hart. The Rock, like I said, they say all necessarily in this order, Denzel Washington.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I like how he stood on that, kissing the white women's, and he knew the black women was his biggest.
Kobe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I got a few more honorable mentions in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But them definitely some top level, even Jim Carrey, my nigga.
Ferocious.
You know what I'm saying? He can even be top
five.
Keenan
Ivory Wayans.
Yep, no question. Let all his people eat. Ooh. All his brothers brought everybody up from the seed. Jamie Foxx without the other shape, you know what I'm saying? But I fuck with Jamie Foxx, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Cold
no
story.
Question. You know what I'm saying?
Extremely talented.
For sure. You know what I mean? There's a few more in there I can think off the top of my head, but I've been inspired by, motivated by a lot of people.
We start doing that every time, throwing out some people that inspire us.
For sure.
Because
I got a whole long list.
We
got
to give respect to even the people that's not here or here and give them their flowers now, man.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of people here now that definitely get their flowers and goddamn no homo. You know what I'm saying? But like people who definitely inspire, motivated me that's still
sure.
here.
Gotta
you know what
respect.
I'm saying? Anybody who knows me, they've caught it in giblets of a bunch of tons of different other videos. Like even Nip, like he had full glory from me
right.
before he was even gone. The Real G Squad, knowing the Real Organic Nation, know that with you. You know what I'm saying? That was all the way. It wasn't one of them things where a motherfucker passed away and then you now just giving glory. Right. Even though I take it because, you know, y'all could have ignored his greatness even after he passed.
Right.
But y'all chose to bow down.
To after, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather y'all give people their glory right here.
We built that campaign. We ran with that campaign and made where we at today off that Nip Hustle campaign, man.
Yeah, and that's another motherfucker. The Rock was also one of my favorites back when he was with the raising the eyebrow. You could smell with The Rock cooking.
Ferocious.
All that top level nigga back then.
I got a $500 Versace shirt on. He was going crazy.
Yep, going crazy. Yeah. Full top level too. And one of the most historical moments in the show, Punk'd. I wish they bring that
T
back.
Too. I forgot Mr. T. That's
That's one of your niggas too. Yeah. And Muhammad Ali too was a top level nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And he's the bodyguard for Muhammad Ali. Then they became niggas.
No question. You know what I'm saying? Hard. But I was gonna say though, when The Rock got Punk'd, when he was about to beat the nigga ass like that, nigga, leave him alone.
Serious.
Come on, man. So that's it, man. For the Top of the Move podcast.
We out of here.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
We got some big shit
coming your way.
Can't get no bigger than this, baby. Mount Everest all in your mind.
Catch y'all on the next one, baby. We out.
Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.
Nigga. Three of them. Worthless ass niggas.